Suppose that you have some tabular data that you'd like to lay out in a web page in a table with rows and columns. How might we do this? Well, in advance here, I've gotten started with table.html with some open tags and some closed tags. Inside of the body now, let's include the table tag, and preemptively, just so I don't forget, let's include the closed table tag as well. Inside of that, let's specify a table row with a tr tag, and also preemptively close that. Now, inside of this row, let's define the columns, or the data that will be inside of those columns, or the cells therein. To do this, let's use the td tag for table data. Open bracket, td, close bracket. And now, how about we start simulating a telephone's numbers? Let's start with 1, and then close this table data tag. Let's open a new one with 2, close that one as well. And then a third, td, 3, close td. Where am I going with this? Well, I claim that because we have a table row inside of which we have 3 table datas, we essentially have the beginnings of a table that has 1 row and 3 columns. Let's now give it some additional rows. Below the close tr tag, let's open another tr tag and preemptively close that one as well. Inside of that, let's now do td4, td5, and td6. Below that row, let's do a third, open table row, close table row. Inside of that, td7, td8, and td9. Lastly, just to make things interesting, let's complete the bottom of this phone pad. Open tr, and close tr, and inside of that, td star, td 0, and td pound. Let's now save this file, change its permissions, and view it with a browser. Chmod A+R table.html. Let's now open Chrome. http://localhost/table.html. And there we have what appears to be an HTML table, but it doesn't quite look like I expected. Let's at least add a border now around all of those table cells. Let's go back to gedit and scroll up to the table tag itself, and let's add an attribute known as border that specifies a numeric value for the width of a border. Border equals quote-unquote 1, where 1 denotes the width of the table's border. Let's resave the file and reload the page in my browser. Back in Chrome, reload, and there we have it. Very ugly, but nonetheless tabular data.